The difference between being a badass self-care warrior and, well, not, may be as simple as tweaking your language a bit. In today's podcast, we're going to learn about the power of language and explore ways you can turn self-sabotage into self-empowerment. Welcome to the podcast, Unlocking Wellness. I'm Crystal McLean, licensed clinical massage therapist, self-care coach, and artist, and I'm exploring ways to unlock our wellness barriers so we can create self-care independence. Because honestly, we find our freedom when we're living well. So let's talk about words. Words are wicked powerful, and they're the very things we use to program our brains. I'm sure you've seen plenty of affirmations floating around the internet. Some of them are awesome and inspiring and totally worthy of a screen grab. And some of them are just cheesy. But despite wherever they may lie on the cool to cheesy scale, if they're positive, they might be worth reading. So your brain works on algorithms, kind of like Google. Whatever you plug into your search bar most frequently is what's going to pop up first. So that means if you're chugging through life, filling your head with empowering thoughts, believing you're a badass who's capable of anything, including your capacity for self-love and your ability to roll with life's punches, then you, my friend, are working with a growth mindset. If, however, you tend to entertain more self-limiting beliefs, are more judgmental, pessimistic, negative, then you, my dear, are stuck in a fixed mindset. Your mindset, it's your attitude. It's your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, ideologies, assumptions, expectations. And it's the first key to creating self-care independence. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. The words you choose will determine whether you have a growth or a fixed mindset. Your language will dictate how you view yourself. It will determine your worth, how able you are, and will form the way you see the world. Don't believe me? Let's play around with some words. Now, I'm going to take a simple phrase and let's see how it makes us feel. Then I'm going to alter the language and see what happens. All right? Let's use the phrase, "I wish I could." Now, the word wish implies a wanting or desire. It suggests that I believe I'm incapable. It sticks me in a place that's unable to learn, evolve, or feel confident when faced with new challenges. It doesn't matter how the phrase is completed. I wish I could moderate my sugar. I wish I could drink more water. I wish I could manage my time better. I wish I could set better boundaries. No matter what I plug in after my wishes, that's all it will ever be, a wish. Not only that, but the word alone convinces my brain of its inability to follow through. But what if instead of "I wish I could," I said something like, "I'm learning." The word learning suggests a process. It allows for failure, curiosity, exploration, and fine-tuning. It comes from a place of mindfulness and understanding. It's more detached from the ego and feels less, I don't know, judgmental. I'm learning to moderate sugar. I'm learning to drink more water. I'm learning to manage my time. I'm learning to establish boundaries, right? And since the brain is a natural-born problem solver, when I say something like, "I'm learning," it automatically leads me to the next step. It leaves the brain open for discovery and is better able to practice without the fear of failure and without the need for perfection. A wish? That's just a damn door slammed in your face. Anyway, once we've become comfortable with this forgiving and flexible growth mindset, we can take each of these examples and level them up even more. We can turn, "I'm learning to stay away from sugar," into, "I'm able to moderate my sugar." "I'm learning to drink more water" becomes, "I prioritize hydration." "I'm learning to manage my time" transforms into, "Boom, I manage my time." And "I'm learning to establish boundaries" is now simply, "I have solid boundaries." The latter of the two is more fixed, Yes, but in a way that supports well-being. When we straight up declare something with regularity, eventually the brain's like, hell yeah, that's who I am. But here's my disclaimer. There's a trick to making any of this actually work. You can't just sit there and tell yourself, I moderate my sugar intake, while you're pounding a box of cookies. That's not really how that works. Creating an empowering growth mindset means you've got to dig up some truths. You have to be honest with yourself about your actions and the thoughts and feelings that surround those actions. Simply adding a shiny new slogan to your life will not transform it. You have to find the language that's holding you back and then replace it with something that will set you free. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is the language that's holding me back? Well, here's a hint. It sounds a lot like, I can't, I shouldn't, I'm dumb, that's dumb, I'm weak, I'm not strong enough, it's too hard, I'm stupid, I'm not smart enough, I'm not supposed to, I've never. Ugh. Just saying these words is bringing me down. This shit, it's toxic, you know? Like, even if you're saying it in a jokey way, these words mean something to your subconscious. And truth be told, that was actually my default setting. I was the funny girl who had zero self-worth. So most of my conversations were laced with self-deprecating humor. You know, beat them to the punchline so they know that I know that I'm not any good. Fuck. Madness. Anyway, the trick is to sniff out the moments when you use these words. What's happening when you call on this language? How are you feeling, like physically and emotionally? What's going on in your body? What's your heart trying to tell you? And then, at that very moment, try swapping out that self-limiting garbage with something more fluffy and empowering. See what happens. Here are some alternatives you can try. I can't. I'll try. I shouldn't. I could. I'm dumb. I can learn. That's dumb. I'm unfamiliar with this. I'm weak. I'm capable. I'm not strong enough. I'm resilient. It's too hard. I embrace challenges. I'm stupid. I'm a beginner. I'm not smart enough. I can learn. I'm not supposed to. I can explore this. I've never. I haven't yet. Now, switching the narrative takes practice. I remember when I first started out on this whole mission to create a more empowered version of myself, I was all over the place. I'd say something like, ugh, I'm so stupid, and then realize what I just said and scramble and say, no, I'm not stupid, I just did a stupid thing. And yeah, I did do a stupid thing. I am 100% certain I'll do more stupid things. In fact, we all do stupid things. And that's okay, because we're human, and humans do dumb shit all the time. But I am not stupid. I am a capable, smart, beautiful, compassionate, loving, fun person who is a human and has flaws. We all do. And honestly, doesn't knowing that kind of take the pressure off from having to be perfect? So that actually brings me to the next point I want to make. Creating a growth mindset does not mean you're looking at life through rose-colored glasses. It doesn't mean your shit doesn't stink, because bitch, all of our shit stinks. It doesn't mean you're wandering around blissfully ignoring the problems of the world. No, my friend, you've got to circle back to that truth thing. The truth is, human beings are fallible creatures. We make mistakes, but we're capable of learning from them. We get ourselves into predicaments, but we're capable of getting out of them. We hurt people, including ourselves, but we're capable of love and compassion. Creating a growth mindset starts with accepting your baggage and knowing you're capable of unpacking it, because baby, you totally are. If you're into this whole growth mindset thing, you can sign up for my newsletter and I'll send you my free mindset makeover kit. I'll leave the link in the show notes at the bottom of the page. Or you can just find it at my website, crystalmcleancreative.com. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so, so much for being here. I'll see you soon. By the way, I use Buzzsprout for my podcast hosting, and it's super easy. Seriously, if you're looking to start your own podcast, check out Buzzsprout because they're awesome.